Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, fresh dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Got a good one for you today. I kid you not, because this is coming purely from self-experience. Purely. And it just happened to me. You know, I was going through something that I've been going through for a long, long time. And I was just weary of it all, and I've been talking to God about it, and I mean for years, and I've been saying, okay, enough is enough. You know, God, I'm really tired. And so, but you know what? After it was over, you know, I kind of laid in it for a little while. You know how you've been going through something for so long, and then even if it's over or appears to be over, You still kind of lay in it a little bit. And you know, you have a wow, man, I can't believe I've been dealing with this long. Even though it's over. Or you through with it for that particular day. Or whatever it is. You're through with it. It's over with for that day or that period of time, you know. But it's over for whatever. But I found myself going, you know, man, I can't believe it's lasted this long. And I was just talking to myself. And I had to catch myself yesterday. And maybe you've been doing the same thing to yourself. But, man, I had to take an inventory yesterday. I really did. And it really tripped me out. And I said, I'm going to share that with everybody today. You know, have you ever counted how many times you made it? This is really good for me. I don't know how you do it, but this was so good for you. For me, have you ever counted, Steve Harvey, how many times you made it? And so that's what I started doing yesterday. And that's what I did this morning when I woke up and was getting ready. I was actually taking an inventory, a count of how many times I made it. How many times, man, I didn't have the rent and somehow I came up with it. How many times I didn't have my house payment and somehow I came up with it. How many times I was out of money, did not have enough, didn't see no way, but somehow I came up with it. How many times I got sick, thought, well, man, this one right here, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but somehow I got my health back. How many situations I have found myself in that was, I thought at the time, detrimental and diabolical, and man, so sinister at times. But look at me. Somehow I made it. I look at all the accidents I've been in, but he kept me. I made it. I think about even the simplest times of like stepping off a curb and almost got hit, but I made it. I was just tripping the other day. I was thinking about the times that I've been hit by a car, and it could have been worse, but it wasn't, and I made it through that too. I was thinking about, man, when they count you out. Do you know how many times I've been counted out? He's done. He ain't gonna be nothing. He ain't nobody. See what I told y'all, look at over there. They cancel this. He off of that. He out of here. He ain't gonna make it. He done got fired. Man, you know how many times I've been counted out? You know how many times they done wrote me off? How many times have you been written off, man? But here you still stand. You ever tripped on it? Take an inventory, y'all, of how many times. Count the times you've made it. Sit down. Get a pen. Do like I did. I just started jotting stuff down. What about the times, man, when nobody was there to encourage you? But you still here, though. You ever tripped on that? Ain't nobody called you and told you good day. Nobody called you and told you recently thank you. No one's called you and told you how much you meant to them, how much you've done for them. A man, you can make it. Never give up. Keep your head up, man. Keep grinding. But you still here. Even when nobody, have you counted the times, man, that you made it anyway? Have you counted the times that you felt like quitting? How about that one? You felt like giving up. You kept going. How about the time? This is a good one right here. How about the times, man, when everybody was standing around saying, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Steve, man, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Ain't no way. And then somehow there is a way. You know why? Because he make a way. You understand? You know how many? You know how many times I've heard this one right here? Steve, listen to me, man. Nobody ever before has done that. You can't do that. How many times you done heard? No, you won't. You know anybody done that? You can't do that. No one has ever done that. I made it anyway. You know, they don't normally, or we don't normally allow this, but in this case, for you, we gonna make an exception. How many times have you heard that? Uh-oh, I think I'm on to something. How many times have you heard in your lifetime, we don't normally, or they don't normally allow this, but we gonna make this exception in your case? How many times you done heard that? Have you ever counted the times that you made it? You know, everybody out except me. How can that be? You know, you the only one that got through this. Congratulations. Wow, man, I don't hardly see this too many times, but do you realize that normally this is what happened to people? But, man, y'all don't know how your name came up, but here you are. Wow. It never happens like that. You ever counted those times? I was doing it yesterday. I was doing it this morning. I was just taking an inventory, everybody, of how many times I've made it. So what I learned yesterday was, when God gets you through something, when he pulls you out on the other side, no matter how difficult or how long it took, when he gets you out on the other side, why don't you get up, dust yourself off, and start trotting? What you laying there for, man? Wallowing in it, going over it, recycling it in your mind. So many people can't move forward because we keep recycling stuff in our mind when clearly it's time to move on. It's time to let go. It's time to go and see what God has for you. Stop looking at what you lost. What you lost was probably not yours to have in the first. In the first place. Do you know the things I've lost? Now, I'm not talking about losing a loved one, a mother, a father, nothing like that. I'm talking about innate objects or situations. Do you know the things I've lost, man? I look back on it. I wasn't supposed to have them in the first place. or they was doing me no good. It wasn't mine to lose, but I claimed I lost it. Come on, man. Take an inventory, everybody. Start looking at the things, man, that God has brought you through. Start looking at how many times he allowed you to make it. And get glad about waking up in the morning, man. Get glad about your life. Start feeling something positive about your situation. You cannot expect God to continue to bless you if you're not grateful for the things that you have. Come on, man. Have you ever counted how many times you made it? I started yesterday, ended up this morning. When I go on break, I got some more stuff to throw on the list. I can't count how many times God done got me through something. But when he gets you through it, man, get up and get on about your business. Don't lay there in it. It's over. It's done. You made it. You survived it. Let's go. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Best in the world. Steady growing, always flowing, forever showing. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
That's all you got, isn't it?
Now.
You know, it's just
turn
the second
my
week.
Turn my mic up a little bit. I don't know how. All right. Let's see.
Turn
what
your
this
throat
does.
Up.
Oh, the throat is fine, Tommy. You the one. You know, you the one that has difficulties. You. Well, your throat ought to always be fine, though, really.
I'm good.
You don't do as much talking. So.
Oh, that was a low blow right there. The good blow.
All your blows is low. You short. I can't throw a high blow. Hell, it'll miss. How's everybody doing today? Everybody in a good mood?
Good.
Good
absolutely.
Mood,
good. Hump
good
day. Hump day. Hump
it
day.
Is hump day. I love hump day.
Everybody yes, should be humping today.
Everybody should.
Humping.
With yes. or without someone. Yes. Get it in. Get it in.
What you waiting on?
Get in when you fit in.
Just crack the mics.
Get it in when you can. Just because you don't have nobody.
Shouldn't stop.
Don't let a hump day go away.
Without humping.
So stupid.
Hey, Junior.
What's up, Unc?
Hey, man, how you doing today, man?
Man, I'm outstanding, Unc. I'm healthy. I ain't in there.
Yeah.
That's so I got to count my days.
Shirley, how's life?
Life is great, Steve. Thank you for asking. It is. Yeah. How about you?
You know what? It's all good right now. It's all good.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Got to Chicago. It's cold.
Oh.
They didn't get the spring memo. Just don't
May?
Get that memo.
I know. I remember when I was a kid, I would be in Chicago. It's Memorial Day.
And it's cold up
and
there.
It's cold. It's and cold. Maybe snow. Maybe snow.
Chicago
your
make you Chicago yeah. make you dress like you're a third grader with yeah. nothing matched. You just put it. You just put everything on.
Yeah.
Layer up. Yeah.
Layer up, man.
I think you'd have a break by May.
No,
but,
not in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's a different animal. Great city, man. Great people.
Love it.
Great restaurants. Great city, man. The tour riverboats are up and running. Now,
oh, okay.
You know, where you and they go by the window all the time here at NBC. Mm-hmm. And I see people. Yesterday was pretty empty, though. Pretty empty.
It's too cold to be on the
river.
Yeah, I don't know what you're sitting on this boat for looking at, but it's a little chilly yesterday. A couple of warm days last week. I saw a lot of people on them. I recommend that to people, too, because I don't see a lot of us on these boats, man. Come downtown. Take your kids downtown and put them on one of those tours and look at the architectural tours on the river. It's always kind of nice. We got a great show. Hey, Foo, what y'all finna do quickly?
We're on our way to the barbershop.
Yeah.
That's where we're on our way to.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Introduce this new bit. It's called Something Funny, but what else?
Ladies and gentlemen, a new bit. The crew is very talented. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for you to take a trip down to the barbershop, and we'll introduce the barbershop as we go along. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the barbershop.
Is it the barbershop? Is this a barbershop?
Yes, shop.
Yes, it is. It's a barbershop. Yes, it is. I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, look at here now. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Cut Mo's Barbershop.
Cut Mo's.
Cut Mo's is a world recognized and going on reestablishment. Well, we've been around here since, just been around. And we have all types of people coming through the barbershop just having a good time. What's going on, fella?
Everything good, man.
So what on y'all mind today down here at Cut Mo's?
Well, first of all, let me say this right here, man. I need to get a cut. I got a date going. I got a date this Friday that you're not going to believe. You fellas ain't going to believe who I'm going out with this Friday. You're not going to believe
this. Who you
going
out
with, man? Who you got?
Well, you know, it's Cinco de Mayo and me and Jay Lo going out. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all
know
what
I'm lying. Hell you ain't no. Going out with no.
J-Lo.
Well, you ain't going out with no J-Lo,
man.
Me and J-Lo going dancing. We doing the Fandango dance all Friday night, baby.
That ain't no damn dance.
Fandango? You buying tickets?
See, y'all playing Cravon short. See, y'all don't know how Cravon get down. I'm just trying to tell you. I used to date Halle Berry before I was dating J-Lo.
Oh, my God, you need to stop lying, man. You ain't dating no Halle Berry.
You ain't dating no Halle Berry.
You might well, let me do it. You might well get on back to Fandango, because I'll be damn if you go.
Don't sit there and let him talk to me like that. I just want to say,
man, you know what? First of all, I ain't had a haircut since 1989, but this is the place I come to release all the energy just to have and sit among men and talk. I'm completely bald. I don't even have eyebrows, but, you know, I'm just here to have a good time, man. And Cut Mo's is the place for me, man. It's great
right.
for me. I love it. I love Cut Mo.
My hairline been receding since birth.
Yeah.
So I've been coming to Cut Mo's just getting a 5-minute cut since I was what? What was that then? How old was I then when I first got in the chair?
I've been cutting your hair since you were four.
Four.
And you know, and I've been giving you since your hairline has been going back, I've been giving you what I call the Benjamin Butt special.
What is that?
Maybe you call the reason why his line way back there. Is you the reason why his line back?
Don't talk about my line, man.
What I really like about Cut Mo's is that you could get stuff here that you can't get no place else.
That right.
You could get cassette tapes here.
Oh,
they got them
today.
That right.
Mixtapes here today.
That right.
You can get loose meat. You got a meat place in the back. You sell meat, man. I love it here. I love it here. I mean, everything you need is right here in Cut Mo's.
Car parts. We got car parts.
Right here, man. I love it here in Cut Mo's, man.
Carburetor, alternator, spark plug, wiring, exhaust manifold, mufflers,
and that,
all
and that. That bin you got it on, you get loose peanuts. Man, thank you so much for having that, man.
That right.
You just reach your hand. I don't know whose hand been in there. I don't know where them hands been.
That right.
But them loose nuts is the bomb, man.
Okay. That right. Get all that at Cut Mo's.
You get it all at Cut Mo's, man.
No, so
you got a tailor shop in the back. Oh,
that's
my
right. That's
God,
right.
Man.
I want to make an announcement. I want to tell y'all something, fella, that I'm starting. I got a sandwich lady gonna start coming by here.
Sandwich lady
gonna have four or five different kinds of sandwiches.
Is she fine?
It don't matter.
What?
Look, first of all, let me just say something. If you make a real good sandwich, a real fine woman can't make a sandwich. Not really fine. She got to be funny shaped to make a nice sandwich.
All right.
She got to actually look like the sandwich.
She got to look like a sandwich.
How you going to be a fine-ass sandwich woman if you ain't eating a sandwich? You got to, somebody got to take these sandwiches.
Yeah. I want a sandwich woman. I'm with you. I want a sandwich woman where you don't know where her hips start at. That's what I'm talking about.
I like a sandwich woman. I want a sandwich woman she can put her breast in her apron pocket. That means she's been making sandwiches for a while.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I want a sandwich woman, when she stand up, she's standing on the side of her shoes, man.
That's right.
Both shoes is tucked to the side.
Ankle running all the way out.
Ankle, all out ankle. Now, that's a good-ass sandwich maker right there.
Hey, let me tell you something. I had a girl that wore some Nikes, and you stand on the side on the Nikes, and the Nike didn't even say Nike no more. It said Ignis.
Yeah.
That's why I come to go school. That's why I come here. That's, right. That's exactly why I come here, man. Okay.
That's
just a place to be.
That's right.
You come know, on, man.
You know, to fool, bueno.
You know what I like what you got here? The main thing, the most important thing you got here is bed sheets and baby milk. You got it right here.
You can get baby milk.
Baby milk and Cudmo.
You can't find powdered baby milk anywhere, man.
No, you can't.
Keep it.
Actually got a cow in the back.
Now can we get breast milk here too? Can you get breast milk?
The sandwich lady will give it to you, man.
You know,
ain't nothing like a good shot of breast milk. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have this on the radio a little bit more regularly. You know, Steve Letters. You know, they'll be able to come on and come on and have a little conversation, talking.
I like that, Slim. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, thank y'all for coming. And we see y'all. When y'all coming back in the cut mode?
I ain't going home. I'm going to stay.
Oh, okay, good. We'll see y'all later then. Welcome to cut mode.
All right, yeah. All right, new segment. It's called...
Am I being petty? Because sometimes you're being petty, it's serious to you, or you're just being petty.
Or you're just being petty. And I don't necessarily consider myself a petty person, but I go there.
Oh, you go there. You are Shirley.
The pettiest of petty. For instance, I walk into work this morning. Jay is already sitting at his seat. Now, is he trying to show me up or what? Okay.
So you want to know, am I just being early or are you just being petty?
Yeah, because I opened the door and I kind of bumped his chair real hard. Am I being petty?
Yeah.
Andre?
You're being a little petty.
Well, your chair is in the doorway.
Just a tad bit of pettiness.
Sorry.
Well, Shirley, everybody beats Steve. You to work, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you the last person.
I am.
You got it down to a science.
Yeah,
though.
I do.
And I'm just marking days. Yeah, I'm marking days for when I am late, so I can subtract that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You trying to get your points up.
Yeah.
You're being petty, Jay. You're being petty, Jay.
I'm being petty.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me ask y'all one.
Okay,
go ahead. This going on at my house. Am I being petty if I won't love making three times a week? Every third day I want love making, and I'm not getting that. I found out it is turned at once every 15 days. And this is sending me through something. So am I being petty wanting it? Every third day can I have it?
I don't think you're being petty.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Lady,
though. Yeah,
petty. Folks get busy.
The lady say yes, the men say no.
It's stuff to do.
It's a lot for who? See, now right there, you being petty. Come on.
Right there.
All the man asking for is some loving three times a week.
Three times?
That's a lot. Why now you being petty?
Can't watch my shows. There's a lot going on.
I mean, you know
just
what
saving
day.
It for.
Yeah.
Get my hair done. It's a lot.
And sure,
just got my hair
told,
done.
Huh. Truth be told, I'm not finna take up a lot of your time. This about 25 minutes. This really, really
you
ain't a lot of time.
You ain't gonna miss that much of your
25 minutes?
Pow. Yes. Well, fast on the draw.
You ain't know I'm there.
You can DVR and catch up before the show go off, I promise.
You're not being petty.
You're not being petty.
Hair, I just That's got my
petty.
Hair done.
No. Yeah, he is.
Okay.
You leaving your head off the bed.
Wow, Steve.
No, Steve, you're being petty, Steve.
No, you're not being petty. No.
What, Jay?
No. Okay, here it is. So I'm driving down 405. This lady cuts me off, gives me the finger. Not just the finger.
Yeah.
Through the roof finger. You know, through the sunroof finger.
Yeah.
So I follow her. That's a strong. Now that's the strongest finger you can give somebody. Yeah, the one roof. That's through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. The sunroof.
Through the sunroof. She stood up and gave me. As she drove, I followed her to her job, and I was parked the long way as she pulled into her slot. Uh-huh. Now, was I being petty?
Yes. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
petty.
Oh, no, right,
that's what you get, though, when you come through that sunroof on me, though. That's what you get.
It's still petty.
Once
you could have let it go,
finger,
Jay.
No, the sunroof finger is the worst finger
you
ever.
You could have let it go.
It is the absolute worst finger, yeah.
Yeah,
it's almost like insulting my mother, really. It's right up there with
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I wasn't being petty.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
Well, let me ask y'all if I'm being petty.
What, Junior?
You know, my sister just got home from jail.
Okay.
And, petty.
Well, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Right there.
Her first request was she wanted some glasses that cost $250 because the ones they gave her in jail don't match none of her outfits. I told her to put the jail outfit back on. I mean, am I really being petty? I mean,
no, you're not being petty.
I mean, they don't just get them glasses out to nobody. I mean, you did something to get them. And if they're not matching no regular clothes, throw the outfit back on. It's just scrubs out here.
I'm with you on that, Junior.
She wanted to coordinate.
But had she not done what she did, she wouldn't have gotten jail glasses.
Them brown horn rim glasses she got on them hugs.
You're not being petty.
Okay, I thought I would.
You're not being petty.
Okay.
All right.
You got one, Shirley?
Well, I was just going to ask this quickly. This won't take much time. I'm in the store yesterday. So I get a phone call from my husband, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, do they have picnic baskets in there?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. Picnic baskets, I don't even know what they look like now.
Yeah.
So he says, well, look around. If they have a picnic basket, I want you to get one because I'd love to take you on a picnic. Pause.
Mm-hmm. Long pause.
Long pause. I said, picnic? He said, yeah. I said, honey, I'm not really a picnic kind of girl. I don't do picnics.
Yeah, sure.
Was I being petty?
Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to be romantic. Well, yes. Trying, yes.
But I don't do bugs. I don't know. So I was being petty.
And we know you ain't cooked the food for the picnic. You know that.
No. He think you being petty.
Yeah, you're being petty.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sure. Yes, Steve. Yes, sir. Yes.
The man going on the picnic now.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
It won't be with me.
Man,
want to
go on
hello. Hello.
And that's hello. Fine.
Now, is he being petty when you walk up on him at Griffin Park and he's sitting up there? So I'm being petty now because I wanted to go on the picnic and you didn't, so I bought her.
Oh,
we always doing is picnicking.
Don't like bugs.
Why are you loading your gun? We are just picnicking.
I'm just saying.
That's how he wind up with the sandwich later from the barbecue, right?
Quit shaking. Why are you shaking and loading your gun?
I'm just saying. Oh,
yes,
all right.
Right.
All right. I was being petty. Okay.
Okay, Unc.
I got one, too.
Come on. Come on.
Dolly, you got one?
Yeah, Steve, you know I got a lot of cousins. You always talking about me and my family. I got a lot of cousins, Jay. And they always having get-togethers. They want me to come
big
over there.
Big.
Would you stop? But listen, y'all. I don't like going over there because their TVs are too small. Then they got the flat screen and the cords hanging out from the flat screen.
No,
they
not,
always want me to come
petty.
Over there.
No. You're not.
Am I being
petty?
No, for real.
If you are used to a flat screen, a big back throws you off. You cannot. You can enjoy television the same way. You watch television if you use the flat screen, and then all of a sudden you switch up on the big back. It just don't work.
Oh,
I'm like going to, okay, so I'm not being petty.
No,
I'm
you're not being petty.
Somebody say, turn that to channel 8. Turn.
Turn. You got to get up out of your seat.
You got to get up out your seat and pick up some pliers.
Turn that.
Thank you. I'm ready to go.
I'm not being petty.
Did it say turn? Where the remote?
No, you're not being petty.
You're not being petty.
Uh-huh.
What? Come on.
I got a party.
Yeah.
I know I'm being petty, though. He invited me over his house, and we standing in the apartment. He talking about, come on out on the balcony and let's chill. And he got a Weber grill out there, a bicycle, and two chairs, and you can't turn them. So I went on downstairs and got in my car and drove off. Was I being petty?
You've been petty, man.
Yeah, you were.
Too bougie.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
Shirley, what we got?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, right before we get to Miss Ann and our national news and headlines, I don't know if you guys saw this, but former President Obama gave big props to Jimmy Kimmel for speaking up for affordable health care when he shared the story of his infant son's heart surgery. Did you see this? I mean, Steve,
it was very touching.
Steve, you've been on Jimmy Kimmel's show a lot. Well, Jimmy Kimmel opened up about his newborn son's health issues. Jimmy's son, Billy, started to turn purple about 3 hours after he was born. The baby was born with a heart defect and had to be rushed to emergency heart surgery. On his show, during Jimmy's monologue, Jimmy talked about health care and pre-existing conditions. Take a listen.
If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or something else, we all agree on that, right? I mean, we do.
Yeah, it was very touching. Man. And, you know, he was tearing up as he was telling the story, but this is his son. You know, they show the picture of his baby with all these tubes coming out of him and everything. But the good news is that he's much better. The baby is now.
The point he was making was, it shouldn't matter how much money you make.
Absolutely.
So imagine somebody who isn't as financially fortunate as Jimmy Kimmel, which is the point the man was making. Somebody is faced with the dilemma that their child could die. And so now, they're almost putting out there that you can't get affordable health care if you have a pre-existing, you can't get health if you have a pre-existing condition, which is one of the major things of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man was saying, come on, man, if you got money or not, a person should have the right to live. The counter to them is they keep saying that every state can repeal it to get those prices down because some of the Obamacare prices are high. But they'll leave it up to the state. You know, good and hell well, the state
governor
ain't taking on this cost. Y'all need to cut this out, which is going to get it to repeal. The basic deal is they don't think that they should have to pay for other people's health care. We're the only industrialized nation that doesn't do that.
So sad, yeah.
Canada, you go in and get anything you need done health-wise.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. You get it done. It's in Canada. We're America, man.
The richest country in the world. Most powerful country in the world. All right, Jimmy Kimmel is off the rest of the week, and some of his celebrity friends are filling in for him as co-host, so our prayers are with Jimmy Kimmel and his family, especially his baby son, who's going to be all right, they say. Steve, you want to introduce Miss Ann?
Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Miss Ann Tripp.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Morning, everybody.
There she is.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Tripp with
you.
The news.
Miss Ann?
Oh, yeah, you know, I fell off the chair.
Oh,
I fell off the chair.
Ann.
No, I thought I was bringing the chair toward me, and I ended up on the floor.
Oh,
I know that's very embarrassing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So my back hurts if you get my drift. Okay, sorry about that. All right, so All right, so let's go. I'm sorry. This is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. You know, lawmakers are now taking a closer look at the airlines and how they treat the traveling public in the wake of the recent incident on United Airlines, where a passenger was bumped from his seat on an overbooked flight and literally dragged off the plane. You remember that one, and left with some significant injuries as a result. Representatives of United, Alaska, American, and Southwest Airlines were all summoned to Capitol Hill yesterday to answer some questions. United CEO Oscar Munoz repeatedly apologized for the way things were handled by his air carrier.
As CEO, at the end of the day, that is on me. And this has to be a turning point for the 87,000 people and professionals here at United.
The airline CEO promises to restore the highest levels of service as well as a, quote, deeper sense of respect and dignity. Some Transportation Committee members seemed skeptical. They're threatening to legislate better customer service protections for airline passengers. Most the airlines say, okay, we're not going to be overbooking any more flights. And then others say, well, we may overbook, but we're not going to make anybody get off once they have their seat. Okay, this is a sad story. I told you about this yesterday, but now the now former South Carolina police officer Michael Slayer has pled guilty to a federal civil rights charge in the murder of a 50-year-old unarmed black man named Walter Scott. You may remember that, thereby avoiding his scheduled retrial on murder, which would have carried a penalty of life in prison if he were convicted. Slager is white. He was working for the North Charleston Police Department in April of 2015 when he pulled Mr. Scott over for a broken taillight. At one point, Mr. Scott runs out of the car. Slager shoots him 5 times in the back. He claimed that he killed Walter Scott because Scott was coming toward him and had taken his taser, but someone took video of it, and it showed that that Mr. Scott was running away from him.
Yeah.
So Slager's been dismissed, and so much for that.
So let me ask you this, Miss Ann. What did he plead to? Because I was trying to get that this morning on TV. Did he take a plea deal?
He's taking a plea deal.
Okay, so what's it? Has anybody said what he's gotten yet?
No, he hasn't been sentenced officially yet, but part of the plea deal will obviously not be life in prison, you know. And then we have, of course, Steve, we have that suburban Dallas cop who shot an innocent black teenager in the head with a shotgun. His name is Roy Oliver. He was one of the officers called to a location. Jordan Edwards was only 15. He was a straight-A student. He and his friends are trying to drive away from a rowdy gathering to get out of the way. For some reason, this guy Oliver shoots at the car. 15-year-old Jordan ends up with his head shot with a shotgun, point blank. They say his head was on fire. And this guy, this cop, has been dismissed from the force, but he can appeal his dismissal.
He ain't in jail.
It's been not such a wonderful week for all of us folks, and I'm sorry, very, very, our children are dying.
Like open season, right?
Morning show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, it is hump day after all.
I love that.
Coming up. Wilson. Yeah, it's good too, Jay.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do it again. Coming up next, we got the butterfly and oatmeal. They're both standing by. Then get ready at 34 after the hour because, Jay, you will be up with your murder, the hit.
Yes.
You have another hit to murder.
You know how many I have, don't you?
How many do
you
have?
Oh, my God. 80,000.
80,000 murder hits. Wow, that keeps going up.
The number keeps going up.
And your president is tweeting again. We have all that coming up. Oh, boy. That's a lot.
Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good morning to everyone on the panel. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning, butterfly. Good
morning, butterfly. Good morning, butterfly.
Flutter.
What's happening, man?
Okay, so first of all, I'm feeling really, really left out. You guys did, am I being petty? And you guys did not allow me to be in that particular segment. You did it earlier.
Am I being petty?
And I wanted to be a part of that.
Listen to me. You're not in that bit. Lucky
but I wanted to
do this. I know, but you're not. I know, but you're not.
Please
don't come on here complaining about your time. When I don't want you on here, no.
Okay.
Steve, I think you're being petty.
Can I ask you about some things if I'm being petty? Can I do that? Can I at least do that?
Well, you can ask, but the answer is yes.
Already?
No, you haven't even heard me out yet. You have. And I want to hear from my peers, from Shirley, Carly, Junior, and Jay, too, because you just, oh, you something, man. Anyway.
He's petty.
So listen to me. Am I being petty if when I go to the bathroom, I only want to use wet wipes instead of tissue?
Oh, that's too much. Gosh. That's too far.
Is that petty?
And y'all want to let him in?
I know. I've been gay. That was pretty petty
right there.
I'm
hurting. Oh my.
You okay, Jeff?
That was a bit much, then.
I mean, it was just a question. It was just something that Okay, I guess that was too much. I'm sorry. Okay, so like before I go out on stage, and if I pencil in my my eyebrows, is that being too petty?
You pencil in your eyebrows.
Well, I do it every day, so I don't know. I don't think I'm being petty. I don't think I'm being petty.
Okay, here's one that's really bothering me because like what, Steven?
Petty.
Here's one that's bothering me. Okay, so my choir members are tripping with me. Like, they get upset. Like, when I think they've done a great job singing and I pat them on the behind, they get upset. Now, aren't they being petty?
What?
I'm just saying good job.
No.
Only one get upset in your choir is the girls.
Why you say that, Steve?
Because it's true. The only one getting
and last
upset
but not,
in the
but
choir
listen, last
is
but not
the
least,
girls.
It's not going. It's just. It's nothing to get offended by. If I just pat you on your behind and say good job, they do it on the basketball court all the time. So like, they're like, when you do a good joke, Steven, if I pat you on your behind and say good job, Steve.
What you think will happen to you?
It's just a little pet,
no,
Steven.
No,
it's just
try
good.
It one time. I'm going to show you what happened to you.
After your next good joke, I'm going to pat you on your back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Back mama,
I was mad at this story. Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones had a bag of peanuts and some racial slurs thrown at him on Monday. The Boston Red Sox, among others, have since issued statements of apology to Jones. Yet it appears that his experience might not be a rare one, at least not when it comes to Fenway Park
in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New York Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia had to say on the subject that it's talked about among black major leaguers. He says they know. There's 62 of us. We all know when we go to Boston. Hey, just expect it, okay?
It is a racist city. It really is.
The list of other players with similar stories continues to grow. David Price, who currently pitches for the Red Sox, says he has heard racist taunts from the Fenway attendees. Former Red Sox outfielder Carl Crawford went through a similar experience, except it was a police officer who was fired after a racial slur directed at him. And they're actually calling him the N-word, you know?
You know, the player for the Baltimore Orioles, that he got reported, he talked about it, and they did a story on it. The next day, he came up to the plate, the Boston Fenway Park gave him a standing ovation.
Standing O, yeah, they
you
did.
Know, and really tried to make him feel like, hey, man, we're not all like that. Because it don't take much, man. It just takes a couple of buttholes to mess it up for some others, you know. And that's happening out there. At Fenway, you especially go out in that outfield. You know what I mean? They got a group out there that does that kind of stuff. And, you know, like I always say, your punk ass always up in the stands.
You ain't on the field.
Bring your ass down on that field with that same pack of peanuts and hand them to me. And then see what happened to them peanuts and that pack.
Oh, okay.
Key word is pack.
Pack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then he goes right?
Yeah, you know, I tried to be, I tried.
You did it great. You know, you did a good job.
You know, I did a story, but then I'm still
Steve
black.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be mad at you now. So,
hey, Unc, what they gonna say when he down at the hospital, Unc? What they gonna say when they open him up?
Sir, what how'd you get this pack of peanuts? in the center of your anus this way.
Oh my God! Okay. Jay, come on in here.
So far up in there. Wow. Yeah.
And hold on, there's something else here. Are these shoelaces?
All right. Jay.
Oh my God, there's a bat up in there. How'd you get that?
Don't get involved. You're supposed to be murdering the hits
right
now.
I'm following him wherever he goes, I go. When he move, I move, just like that.
Just like that. It's time for you, Jay.
All right, this is time for my murders to hit. When I did this song by The Weeknd, he had The Weeknd. It was The Weeknd, E-N-D. He since dropped the E out of his name. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Hey, but anyway, I didn't like the song then, and I don't like it now.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, hey, you know I'm bitter. When you brought me over here, you call me bitter man. Yes. So now all of a sudden I got to be happy. Just listen to the song. That's all I'm saying.
There's a song by The Weeknd, and I hate when it comes on. I don't know what he's talking about. The words make me feel dumb. But at least a couple hundred times I know I hear the song every day, every day. Why is it so funny about it? It sounds like a big blue in his ear. Even though I can't go without it, I wish I never heard his voice.
You know something, man? You stupid. We're going to hear the whole song when we come back. But you stupid.
All right, here's Jay murdering another hit. Let's go, Jay. Come on.
All right, here you go.
There's a song by The Weeknd, and I hate when it comes on. I don't know what he's talking about. The words make me feel dumb. But at least a couple hundred times I know I hear the song every day, every day. Why is it so funny about it? It sounds like a big blue in his ear. Even though I can't go without it, I wish I had never heard his voice.
Just add it.
The list is building.
Yeah, just add it. The Weekend to the celebrities that hate us.
Can I keep stupid moving?
Yes.
I mean, right after that stupid,
just go right into it with
some more stupid. Can I back door stupid?
Uh huh. Uh-huh. All right. Come on.
Yo, baby, going back to pre-K. Huh?
Hello.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Miss Thomas, please.
This is Miss Thomas. Who is it?
My name is Mr. Stapleton. I'm actually the principal over at elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my records indicating that your son Thomas is going to be starting his first grade.
Mm-hmm. He's ready. My baby's ready.
Right. Listen, Miss Thomas, I've been going through actually all of the children's records
that will be starting school. And I'm looking at your son's grades from his kindergarten year.
And he did good.
Well, no, not exactly. I mean, there's been a few. I actually spoke with the teacher who he was under in kindergarten. And it seems like he just really wasn't up to par as the rest of the children.
Now, his conduct. Now, he talks, but he gets his work. So what else is she saying on that ain't right?
Well, what it seems to be, ma'am, is that his grades weren't up to par as the rest of the other children. She did tell me he was a disobedient child.
No, he's disobedient and talking two different things. Come on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, listen, what we've decided here is we're going to let little actually do another year of kindergarten.
Oh, no, y'all ain't going to let him do another year of kindergarten. No, sir.
Ma'am, that's the only choice
I'm
I have
sorry.
After looking.
No, we got our letter in the mail with our report card the week after school started, and it said on the back, promoted. And if I got to get up off this couch and go get it, I'm going to be out. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be in the first grade. Kindergarten wasn't that hard. I'm not sure what they told you about him, but it must be the wrong.
Well, ma'am, my understanding, he doesn't color as well as the rest of the kids. He's all out of it. He's out of the lines when he colors. He doesn't know his numbers completely. And that's kind of what we need when you first come into the first grade.
What I can show you on this paper, he did satisfactory all the way through. Now, you about to me off, and I'm already sick calling me with some about my son flunking kindergarten. He ain't that kind of
he
dumb.
He does
you
not must color well, ma'am.
Listen, coloring ain't got nothing to do with the daggum kindergarten. He is going to the first grade, and I'll be down there on August 24th.
I will not be able to allow you
I'm
to get
sorry.
Into school
I'm
on
sorry.
August
24th. I'm sorry, mister. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what. Let me go in and get my pencil and pen, because I don't live that far from this school. And if y'all are already down there causing some conflict, I need to get up and go down there, because I'm not telling my baby when he come home today that he ain't going to the daggum first
ma'am,
grade.
Ma'am, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to refuse education
Listen,
from him on
I'm
August
sorry.
24th.
You know what? I just went back and put him in public school. I know that was a mistake in the first place. Fooling with y'all talking about some coloring. Give me your name again, sir.
Stapleton, ma'am.
And what's that number down there?
The number here is actually area code.
Wait a minute. I got the number. Never mind. I pulled up this report card. I got the number and your name on the back of this paper. I tell you what, August 24th, we'll be coming in there going to school, and I might make a trip around there this evening when I come from the doctor.
Ma'am,
to make sure that
the bottom
the right
line,
stuff.
Ma'am, is I'm not
I don't
going
to hear that. Colin ain't got nothing to do with nothing else.
But it's not
sorry.
Only coloring. His arithmetic is
I'm
bad.
Sorry. No.
Are you working with him at home? Are
no,
you doing listen, anything as a parent?
I work with my son at home every day. What you trying to say? I'm an incompetent parent.
I'm just asking. As a parent, are you working with your child?
Yes, I'm working with my child every day. He can read better than you, probably.
No, he can't read. But I'm
oh,
the
yes,
principal.
He can't read better than you because obviously you read that wrong on that paper that he's supposed to be going back to kindergarten when I know the paper said from his. Going to the first grade, and I'm not listening to no more of this about him going backwards. Now, if you got a problem with your paperwork, maybe you need to go talk to your secretary or somebody in there that wrote my baby name down. Well,
your name, your son's name, Thomas, ma'am.
No, it ain't him, baby. I know it ain't him. You're not gonna sit up and tell me my son is flunking kindergarten. He is not going back to that kindergarten.
Don't bring your son down here, August
Listen,
the 24th.
I would bring
Do you hear me?
Down. I tell you what, be ready to whip me and my husband. But we will be down there August the 4th. Backpack, shoes, uniform, everything. You hear me?
I will not be able to allow him an education.
Are you down there right now? I will come down there right now and make that correction on that paper for you.
Can you bring your
baby is not going back to no kindergarten for no coloring.
Can you bring him down here and let him color for me so I can?
You talking about coloring, arithmetic, and all this stuff? No, No, I'm sorry. We will be down there August the 24th. I will have this report card in my hand that says you have been promoted to the first grade, and he's gonna have a smile on his face, and so are you.
I got one more thing I need to tell
what?
You. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing yet. You better say something that sounds like the first grade, because I'm not playing. I would go down to this daggum administrative office, and I had fire because my son will be in that first grade.
Who are you raising 24. Your voice at? Who are you raising your voice
I'm
at?
I'm talking to you. You're talking crazy to me. I'm talking crazy to you.
What?
I'm a grown woman. I don't need to be explaining to you why I'm trying to defend my son.
Did you graduate?
Honey, I am a college degree person. I have a great job. My husband and I do well for ourselves and for our children, and that's why we know.
You're not even at work right now, man.
Listen, I'm sick, fool. I told you that when you called here. Waiting on the doctor to call me now. I'm probably missing my phone call.
Can you color? Because your son can't color.
Can I color?
What kind of question is that to ask me? Can I color? What are you, white or black? You asking me, son? You asking me, am I colored?
No, I ask you, can you color? Like, no, your son
I
can't.
I hear some racist lines in there. Can you color? No, my coloring and me being colored ain't got nothing to do with none of this. Is this a race thing?
No,
that you trying to make sure you send him back?
No, I'm not trying to send him back. I want to send him back to color, to get his coloring together.
I tell you what, that ain't got nothing to do with none. And if you are the head person down there now, you are incompetent and you are an illiterate. Call me and tell me that my son has to go back to the first grade.
I got one more thing.
You
know what?
Mixed up. I tell you what, I'm through with this conversation.
I'm through with this. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to be out of here. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Felicia.
I'm going to beat Felicia's I am going to beat her motherfucker. You about to get towed out the frame. I mean, I'm writing numbers and everything. And I'm recording everything. I'm going to beat her because she know I don't play when it comes to my kids. Okay, that's all right.
All right, babe. One more question now. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
You know.
Just trying to backdoor stupid, man. That's all. Just backdoor the stupid.
Oh, man. You did that.
Am I color well?
He don't color well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's get it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter.
Oh, and it's a short one, nephew. Subject, a family affair. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have been in a committed relationship with my boyfriend for 3 years, and it is great. But I am starting to get extremely bored in the bedroom. So, a couple of months ago, I poured my heart out to my boyfriend's sister, and she truly understood what I was going through. That night, I began to have more than just friendly feelings for her. Since then, we've set it off, in quotations, 3 times. I'm afraid to tell my boyfriend that I cheated on him with his sister because I don't want to lose what we have. I don't want her to tell either. I want to continue messing with them both. So, how do I remain loyal to my boyfriend? What should I do? Well, first of all, you can't remain loyal to your boyfriend because you've already betrayed his trust. I mean, you did that the first time you got with his sister. You said you've been with her 3 times and you don't want to stop. So, you know, as far as being loyal to him, that's pretty much out of the window. And is that all it takes for you to cheat, is for someone to listen and really understand what you're saying? The way I see it, you're not bored. You're not bored in the bedroom. You're just bisexual. That's what you are. You're bisexual. You want your man and you want his sister. You want them both. You said it in your letter. You don't want to lose them. You want to continue to mess with them both. So don't blame your man because you're not trying to fix what's wrong in your relationship after 3 years. I mean, a lot of times, you know, relationships after a period of time need some refreshing, some reboot, some, you know, more romanticism into the relationship. I don't think it's him at all. I think it's you. Steve?
Well, the subject is a family affair.
Mm-hmm.
That's the subject. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been in a committed relationship with my boyfriend for 3 years. Well, the commitment is over.
Yeah.
Which is no longer a committed relationship. You're just in a relationship with your boyfriend for 3 years. And it is great. That was the next statement. But then she says, but I'm starting to get extremely bored in the bedroom. What? Ain't trying nothing new. Same old, same old. Same time limits. You know when it's what's going on. You know when this ain't going on. You done got it timed. You got a entry time, exit time. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Hey.
Ain't nobody spanking it, rubbing it, flipping it. What's wrong? What is it? Y'all ain't got no video cameras at the house nowhere. You ain't got no little people can come over and film this for you. You ain't never thought about having the little housewives of Atlanta come over and film it for you. Stand on the dresser as a cheerleading squad. I'm just trying to, what's wrong? So, a couple of months ago, you decided to talk it over with your boyfriend's sister. She really, really understood what you was going through. That night, after one talk, that night, I began to have more than just friendly feelings for her. That night?
That's all it took.
That night. You ain't looked at her at the barbecue? Bending over, unwrapping gifts at the Christmas tree? You ain't said nothing to her at Thanksgiving. Just that particular night, here it came. Now, here's the key word in this whole letter, folks. Since then, we've set it off three times. The hell is that? What is set it off?
You know, like the movie.
Set means to put it down. To place something back where it come from. Set that there, right there, down there. Set to put back. Next word, it. Now, what it are you referring to? I'm thinking it's the cookie. So you done put that cookie right back where it belong. And then off. Somebody took it off again. So now you set the cookie down, somebody took the cookie off. Set the cookie back down, somebody took the cookie back off. I bet it ain't boring no more in there. But now, here's the other part. This is where women start to throw us off as men. I am afraid to tell my boyfriend that I cheated on him with his sister. Why is it that women, y'all all feel the need to tell? What are you telling? I'm afraid to tell my boyfriend I cheated on him with his sister. Okay, don't tell it. What is this outcry from y'all to tell? Shut your damn mouth. You did it. Three times. Now, first time you could have said I got caught up. But second time, you said it. You set it back where it was. And you know what it is we talking about. And she went right in there and took it off again. So y'all just set it off three times. Because I don't want to lose what we have. Did you hear this line? I'm afraid to tell my boyfriend I cheated on him with his sister because I don't want to lose what we have. Well, what? Y'all ain't got much of nothing. You been with the boy 3 years. You ain't engaged. You ain't finna get married. You extremely bored in the bedroom. His sister done came in with an understanding ear, and then that went in there. She done got just straight naked. You got your foot all up there by the lamp. You done knocked off the water.
Oh, my.
I don't know where your other foot at. But it's exciting in there now. I really don't have no more on this letter, but we come back, hell, more on this letter. More that all we don't have.
Subject to a family affair. We will be back with part two of Steve's response.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, back to this letter, a family affair.
You know, it's really over with. You know, let's just go and get rid of this right now. I don't want to lose what we have. You ain't got nothing. You and the man obviously ain't happy. I don't want her to tell her brother either. I don't know what sister going to go in there and go, I'm sleeping with your date. I don't know how that's going to work. Right. I want to continue messing with them both. So here's it. Let's just get rid of this letter. I want to continue messing with them both. So how do I remain loyal to my boyfriend? I want to continue messing with both. How do I remain loyal to my boyfriend? Let's get rid of all these words in this sentence. Loyal, you ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend, he's not. Remain, you've been sleeping around. You can't remain something that you ain't. You ain't loyal, so why would you try to remain loyal? If this is your idea of loyalty, then keep doing what you're doing, because that's you got the wrong interpretation of loyalty. It's no problem. You like both people. You, like Shirley said, you bisexual. Now go on and do you. But I do think people that are bisexual should tell their partners who don't know they bisexual, I go both ways, so they can make a decision. But then that's like most people that cheat. Most people that cheat ain't going to go and tell the person I'm a cheater.
No. Oh,
ain't nobody going to do that.
Shut up, Tommy.
I don't know what else to tell you. Let's go to what else we got to do today.
Okay, all right. All right. Yeah, she needs to get it together.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Couldn't find no comedy angle on it either. I'm tired. Let's go.
All right, another day, another shocking video taking on board a commercial flight. Did you guys see this?
I saw that one, yeah.
Japanese ANA flight from Tokyo to Los Angeles was preparing to leave the gate when two passengers began throwing punches at each other. The guy in the red Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Passengers watched in horror, and a baby can be heard screaming as flight attendants tried to break up the fight. The combatant in the red Hawaiian shirt, he started it, was said to be drunk when he started fighting with the other passenger. The other passenger had on the black shirt. He was eventually led off the plane and arrested for assault. The flight eventually departed almost, get this, 2 hours late.
Late.
2 hours late.
Well, when you got on a Hawaiian shirt on a cross-country flight, that's problems right there.
What?
You haven't been to another country with a Hawaiian shirt on. That's you got issues right there.
And then he goes, "You think I'm crazy?
Yes.
What about the government?" That was his.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
He lost the fight.
Yeah, he did lose that fight. Yeah. Yeah.
He lost
that
the
other
fight.
Guy was woo swinging.
The guy was there.
Yeah.
Who was he fighting?
Another
the guy
passenger.
In a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, he's fighting another passenger.
Yeah, just another passenger.
And the dude was landing them too.
Yeah, he was dropping them on him.
Yeah. it's a lot of pressure up there in these airplanes.
It is a lot, and it's a lot of fighting going on lately.
A lot of fighting.
Oh, he jumped on that white guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were both white.
Two white guys fighting.
Yeah.
Well, see, nobody goes to jail when that happens. You know.
No.
Oh, he went to jail. He went to jail over in Tokyo.
No, Tommy, you going to jail.
You going to jail. Black, white, or purple.
Yeah.
You started fighting on a plane. You're going to go to jail.
Airplane, purple when he left.
Yeah. they're gonna be waiting on you when you land. You're right.
Wow. Well, anyway, so you think I'm crazy. What about the government? What does that have to do with you fighting a plane?
Sometimes you just snatch stuff out of there.
That's not going to be a good defense in court.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm crazy.
Yeah, well, what about the government?
Yeah, well, sir.
Dude,
government wasn't fighting on the plane.
Tell you what, that's the first sign you know you're losing.
Yeah, when you snatch something that has nothing to do with it.
He is tearing you up.
Well, what about reruns of Sanford and Son? What that guy?
What? You is losing.
That got nothing to do with nothing, man.
And now on to our tweeting president. This is just way too much. President Trump tweeted, President Andrew Jackson, this is what he tweeted yesterday or day before, I think. He tweeted this. President Andrew Jackson saw it coming and was angry. He would have never let this happen, talking about the Civil War. Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson
was a slave owner.
Yeah, he was a slave owner, and he had died 16 years before the Civil War started, but Donald Trump tweeted that he saw it coming. And
the man was dead.
He was dead for 16 years. But Trump and Clinton are still going at it. That's another story. Clinton resurfaced yesterday at the Women for Women International Charity Luncheon and addressed what she believed
was the reason she lost the election. While she blamed her campaign and herself, she also pointed to FBI Director James Comey. A lot of people blamed him as well for reopening the closed investigation into her emails 10 days before the election. That was enough to set off Trump, who went on one of his typical Twitter tirades. He said FBI Director Comey was the best thing that ever happened.
I guess so. If it's helping you, right? Yeah.
To his campaign. So, yeah, just stop tweeting and run the country.
Stop tweeting and stop eating, because he is eating, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's eating a lot.
Well, he eats and tweets at the same
time.
He's up late.
Tweeting and eating.
System, Jay.
He needs to open a history book, too.
No, you know, just watch the History Channel.
You're up late. Tweeting and stuff. Yeah. FBI Director Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton in that he gave her a free pass for many bad deeds. Yeah. That's what he said.
Well, he don't know history for sure.
No, he doesn't. He was, but 16 years
ago. The man was dead.
Well, the man, the same man that said Frederick Douglass is doing a great job.
Yeah. When you give somebody dead a shout out in the audience. Yeah.
The same guy.
I mean, he's doing wonderful work right now.
Well, that's what y'all voted for.
And if you didn't vote, that's who you voted for.
If you didn't vote, you're right, Carla. That was a vote for Trump.
You did vote. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, that everybody, you know, that's why I'm not going to do it on this show, just preach 4 years of doom and gloom. That's why I'm not going to do it. Because, I mean, everybody's doing it. It's just woe is we. Well, you know, like you said, if you didn't vote, you voted for it. You know?
Yeah.
And this is, we really need to just go head on. Because guess what? We already know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
So we just go on and just handle it like we've been handling it. It really ain't no surprise for us.
Not to us. You're right, man.
No. And really no surprises in it for us. We can just go head on. Because for us, it's business as usual.
We've been through this before.
The people that surprised are other people. We already know what this is. We already know. Been there, done. Yeah. Seen a bunch
Survivors.
Of presidents before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Doesn't Obama look good, though?
Man, he looks so cool.
Yeah.
And rested.
Yes. Yes, he looks good.
He got the
good.
Best after president.
Yeah, man, he does. Yeah.
He does. Because he's still young. Yeah. He's still young. Yeah. Well, I just love the way he looks. What were you saying, Steve?
You know, he balling and everything. He out there surfing.
Just doing whatever. Yeah. Get your $400,000.
Go get that money.
For your speaking engagement.
I'm going to go hang out with him. Smoke a couple cigars, man. Chill with him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Come on. This is going to be interesting right here.
This is going to be very interesting.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking. I had tickets to the streets, Steve. See what the people are talking about.
Yes.
Check it out.
I'm ready.
Hey, everybody. You're Shirley J. Andy Brown from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who is the biggest liar in your family?
Myself.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My dad.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Oh, in my family. You know, we a godly family.
We got to have one.
We have adulterers.
Thank you very much. Who's the biggest liar in your family?
Man, gots to be the pops, man. Never come get you when he say he gonna get you. Never give you the gift he say he gonna give you. No, that reigns the top of the list.
Still holding on to that pain, huh, man? Who's the biggest liar in your family, sir?
My mom.
Your mom is a big liar? Some of the lies your mom has told.
Who my father was.
Whoa! The question of the day is, who is the biggest liar in your family?
My Uncle Ed, my mom's brother, my auntie, my mom's sister, and I got a cousin named Lil Pop.
Lie.
Lie for no reason.
Who is the biggest liar in your family?
My ex.
Who's the biggest liar in your family?
My boyfriend.
What does he lie about?
Everything. The pettiest thing.
All right, who's the biggest liar in your family?
I'm going to say my husband.
Your husband lies a lot? What's the last lie he told?
I don't even know where he is right now.
Thank y'all so much. Real quick, what's the greatest morning show in the world?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
She said, we're a Christian family.
Yeah, we're Christian. We have adulterers.
Yeah, we just have adulterers.
Ain't that lying?
That's lying. That's pretty that good. Is lying. Like that.
Actually hurt.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Streets like are talking.
Streets
Jay.
Are talking, man. Yeah. And
but my mom's lying to be my who my dad is?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good bit on the talk.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom lied to me about that, too. That's a whole different story, but we'll talk about that some other time, about who my daddy was, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the pain is still there, but I'm talking about it.
That was never an issue at our house.
You knew.
You knew right away.
Clearly knew Slick Man was the boss at our house. Man, it was never an issue.
I love that. Never now.
Who was the boss at our... Now, my mama was the boss, but he was the man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. What was the story you told the time, Steve, when you were in the bathtub or something and your dad came in the bathroom?
Oh, my daddy came in and used the bathroom while I was taking a bath. I was 9.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, came in. Boy, I got to go.
Uh-huh.
And he started undressing, and I was sitting there in the bathtub on the little boats and stuff, and I'm starting to get concerned. I said,
said he got to go.
My daddy ass naked. And just hanging them clothes up on the back of the door. You know, that's where I got it from. I go to the bathroom.
When you're really finna go.
Well, you know, yeah. It's a lot of freedom. You can spread your legs.
Okay. Everything but your shoes for the traction. I understand it, yeah. Got the grip. Got to get in there. Yeah. Keep your shoes
put
on.
All that stuff up
on the
door.
Got to get up in there.
Up on the wall. And he just started, man. And I couldn't take it. I was trying to get lower and lower down in the water.
Uh-huh.
Water starting to cool off here, and they're just reading and grunting. And and it started getting a little foul in there, so I tried to go down lower and keep the bubbles around my nose to block it.
Uh-huh.
Then the bubbles got in my nose, and I was actually drowning in 6 inches of water. It was a horrible day for me. And my brothers was laughing their ass off because, boy, I know daddy ain't sitting up in there, man, using the bathroom and Steve in that damn water.
Daddy came with it that day, didn't he, man?
And he brought it. Brought the pain. He taught me a lot, though. After that, I locked the bathroom door and act like I can't hear.
Because there was only one bath. One bathroom.
Oh, everybody's house had one bathroom.
One bathroom. That's
it's all you had was one bath. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. But it worked.
And you took a bath by yourself? Man, y'all had money.
They were rich.
Y'all was rich. I was just visualizing him in the tub by himself.
Well, man. I was a tall boy, so who else going to get in there?
Well, me and my cousin, we had to take a bath together and then save that water. Don't you throw that water.
Don't pull that plug. Boy.
Don't you pull that plug.
Man, we had to do that one time to save the water. I couldn't stand being second. But then what my mom and them would do would put some bubbles in there and swish it around.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see it was cloudy.
Remember when that film would be on the top, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah. That ain't never bothered me, though. Yeah. Yeah, film didn't bother me. I couldn't stand seeing the cloudy water.
Yeah, the cloudy water. And your daddy in there. That was another thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I learned, too, when they told me to stay out of his Old Spice. And I got into that Old Spice naked one day and was splashing it on my hands and got some on my little jewels.
Yeah.
On my little chest and them. Ooh. Got some Old Spice on them.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what it was, so I was in the bathroom. And it started off with a slight whimper.
It lay up like that, and then it gets into you.
And then it started to... And then after a while, it was just... I had old spots on my jewels. Old Spice on the jewels.
Man. Wow.
Oh. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Janet Jackson is back in the news.
Wow.
Yeah. We heard from her most recently when she was, of course, she gave birth to her baby boy. Then she announced her divorce. Well, now she just got real and confirmed that her divorce is in the courts and it's in God's hands now. Then she announced she's coming on tour. She's going back on tour. She's continuing her State of the World tour. Here it is. Take a listen.
Hey, you guys, it's me, Jan. Just in case you don't recognize me, because I have put on quite a few since I had the baby. But I thank God. I thank God for him, you guys. He is so healthy, so beautiful, so sweet, so loving, such a happy baby. This message was supposed to be about something else, but I'll get to that in a minute. I just want to keep it real with you guys for a second. Yes, I separated from my husband. We are in court, and the rest is in God's hands. I'm continuing my tour as I promised. I'm so excited, you guys. So excited.
Come back on tour.
When do we eat?
Jay, she's just put on a couple of pounds, Jay.
Nope, Jay, you're not going to do that over here. Nope. They ain't doing none of the Jacksons over here.
Do we have to add Janet now to the list? CeeLo, Mary J. Blige, John Legend.
You ain't doing none of my friends on this show.
You ain't going to have no friends in a minute and by 2
yeah.
weeks.
That ain't what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What's going to happen, Steve?
No, somebody is going to be back over there.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
In Jay's defense, she has picked up a few pounds.
Oh, you always defending Jay.
She brought it up herself.
Yeah. Oh, no. Two fools. But what you ain't been doing, write a song about this now.
I'm just saying she's not in control. I'm just
saying. See, here we go.
Stupid, man.
Coming this far, the widest Jackson.
Jay!
Didn't I just tell y'all that? See, y'all go sit up and encourage each other. You know, okay.
We're telling him to stop. Stop.
Jay,
yeah.
Jay, man, for real. Don't do that.
Only in IMAX theaters.
The big screen. Oh, Jay.
Shirley.
The new tool. Hey,
Shirley, are you joining in?
No, I'm not laughing, like Steve.
No,
I'm,
Shirley, you said only on big screens. You said that.
No, I'm, y'all, no,
y'all gonna
I'm
stop
not laughing.
This fall in 4D. We had to add an extra D.
I'm not going there with you, Jay.
Jay, you heard Steve.
I'm sorry.
He is the leader of this show.
I'm 9 days in. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey,
Don't drag me into your...
Because I know what it feels like to be out of work. I'm sorry. I take all that back.
Don't do too much. Just do one more. Just one more.
No, Tommy. No, you heard Steve.
Just one more.
Sponsored by Weight Watchers.
Oh, God!
I can't believe you, Jay Anthony Brown.
All right.
He asked.
Just added Janet Jackson to the list of celebrities that hate us now, thanks to Jay. All right. In addition to the shows postponed when her pregnancy was announced last year, the 56 dates include several newly added locations, tickets held for several for previous Unbreakable tour events that are now rescheduled will be honored at the new dates.
Oh,
so that's
tour.
Good. Yeah. So she was on tour.
I'm gonna be at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. I'm gonna be at Burger King's. I'm gonna be at
it's not what she
Kentucky
said.
Fried Chicken.
Passing out milkshakes to everybody.
Tommy, I'm not even gonna do, man.
Junior, get one. That way,
I just said one more.
Junior, just get one, man.
The boss has spoken. That's our friend.
Yes, thank you.
You just got here, Jay.
I don't know her like that. I don't know her.
It doesn't matter.
Well, you don't know a damn thing, but that ain't stopped you before.
So her tour starts September 7th. September 7th in Lafayette, Louisiana. So get ready for that. She's excited.
Lafayette, oh, man. All that etouffee down there?
Who's that with that tasty freeze?
Okay, I'm done with this story.
What,
Steve?
Shirley, what's the date in Lafayette?
It's going to be September 7th in Lafayette. It starts. It says the fun begins on September
7th. Who's that with that ham and cheese?
I hate him.
Gumbo.
So it's CeeLo again, the list of celebrities who hate us. Mary J. Blige, John Legend.
Yeah.
Just added this morning, The Weeknd, and now Janet Jackson.
No, they're not going to hate us. They're going to hate Jay Anthony.
Yeah.
murdering a hit right now as we speak.
And his stupid ass a car.
Oh, the nephew.
You know why nephew is upset? Because he bought tickets to that tour.
I've never been in a conference.
Yeah.
You remember that, Shirley?
Tommy
bought the tickets to the tour and he didn't get to see Janet. Remember?
Yeah, he bought tickets for the Houston show. And that's September 9th, Tommy.
Oh, and they ain't want to give you your money back. They was tripping.
Well, because she's coming back. She's coming back.
No, she took my money and bought something to eat with it. Now, you could have gave me my money back.
I hope Janet sit on you, Tommy. I really
hope. Oh, he got one! He did one!
Steve,
he got sucked in, man.
Shut up, Jay. I did not get sucked in. I was on Jay's side.
Oh, your stupid young ass.
I'm sorry, Hunk. It was too much. I'm sorry.
I cannot with you guys. Paris Jackson, Janet's niece, Michael's daughter, Paris, is set to make her feature film debut. She's acting in an untitled thriller from Amazon Studios. She'll star opposite David Oyelowo. Some other people, Charlize Theron.
She's been in a movie with Janet? No, just a different movie.
She's just doing her thing now. She's acting. Yeah, that's pretty big. That's, David Oyelowo.
Don't say big, Shirley. I can't believe you said that. Insensitive.
I mean, for Paris to be an actress, Jay.
You say big.
Charlize
you
Theron.
It's a big debut, sir.
Fuss at her, Steve. She said big.
He's actually pointing his finger at me right now as we speak.
Am I being petty?
Yes, you're being petty.
Yes, you are. Steve is so mad right now.
I know.
So mad.
The Met Gala.
He can't be the comedian that he really is.
We're moving on to the Met Ball. Big ups to Lala.
Big ups.
Who's going through a lot, but she looked fantastic.
She did.
Oh, my God.
She had on that damn you dress. Yeah, the hell with you dress. Yes, she did.
I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah, she really looked beautiful. She did. And Jaden Smith cut off his dreads, and he brought them with him. He had them in his hand. Won't you close your
eyes? Hey,
all right.
Yeah.
I know you've been working, dog, but have you been watching these playoffs?
Yeah. Yo. Cavaliers waiting on all y'all ass. Let's go. Come get it. That's all I got to say.
Hey, waiting on everybody?
Yeah.
LeBron,
Golden State, whoever. Come on.
Rockets.
Houston.
Come on, Rockets.
Ain't
Houston?
Nowhere,
you see what we did to San Antonio, man. You saw that.
Man.
Come on.
All right, we'll be
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, 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 you've heard about Lala and Carmelo getting a divorce.
Wow.
Yeah, they're on the outs, even though there are some reports now that are saying he's begging her back.
And mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she went back.
Yeah.
I would not.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, Carmelo's
with the stripper, baby?
Yeah. Yeah. Stranger things have happened. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it definitely has happened. But Kobe and his.
Yeah.
I mean, remember that? Yeah.
And but Carmelo. Kobe ain't had no baby, though.
He ain't making no babies. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big change. The baby. I agree. Carmelo is allegedly planning to get out of New York City altogether. He wants to clear his head and get away from the drama surrounding
the breakup. Fleeing the scene.
He gonna
He's
leave
fleeing
the
scene. He's fleeing the scene.
They don't clear my head.
That's my favorite
get out
movie,
of
man.
New York.
He's playing the scene.
He's not an at-large criminal, Junior.
But he is playing the scene. Junior, right about that, man.
He's in a bad spot with this one, though. This is not good.
Yeah.
This is just not good. And so, but let me ask you that, because I don't really keep up with this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. All of this is true, though?
What, about the stripper and the pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as far as we know, I mean, I'll tell you this, it was on TMZ.
Well, once it's on TMZ.
Okay, once it's on TMZ.
It is true.
That's the entertainment Bible.
Yeah, that's like our jet back in the day. Remember, if it was in the jet.
It was in the jet, it was true.
Yeah, so anyway, guess where he's planning to come, though? He's leaving New York. Guess where he wants to go?
Where?
L.A. You know it, L.A.
They got some strippers there, too. Yeah.
They got some of the best strippers.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you're going to be a lot of people.
So I've heard.
That. then this that's not a, a good place for him then.
Nah.
Well, it's going to be tough, man, if he doesn't get his family back together, which I always pull for that. But, you know, you can't.
Me too, Steve.
You know, and, I, you know, Lala has been a friend. And, you know, she worked for me as an intern before. You know, and she's just a great girl. I always like Mello too, though. You know, I never had a problem with either one of them. So, you know, I just wish the family could survive this. But if not, it's an expensive mistake.
And
on so many levels, you know, what you know, look, man, what no man wants to do, and the answer to that is, well, why you do it, then? But you don't want to lose your family over nothing. But then the nothing is so huge now, and it's just a messed up situation. You're gonna owe your ex money. You're gonna owe the girl the baby money. You know, you can quit referring to her as a stripper because she's a woman with a baby. Because there's a new life in the world, if that's true. Glitter. So, man, you jacked your money up pretty good now. You can jack your money up pretty good because it's got to go now to the wife and the baby. You're finna be hurting, and after taxes, your ass gonna be hurting.
6.5 months pregnant is what it's saying. 6.5 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
They say the unprotection.
Her back,
I mean, it's just. Yeah, I heard he's begging her back. The unprotection, though. Wow.
Yeah. I never get that.
He wants to join the Clippers if he comes to LA.
Well, couldn't hit a shot with the Knicks, but he nailed one down there.
Wow.
What?
Let your head down. But only if it feels right.
All right, everybody. It's the J Spot Comedy Club, 5581 West Manchester Avenue, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Got Cheryl Underwood coming June 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's Day celebration. And nice. I will be there personally Thursday night. Thursday night.
Tomorrow night.
Jamming. Tomorrow. Deuces.
In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And Annie Mac Night. We're going to be killing it live at the J Spot.
I love that.
Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come back, Shirley. You've been there.
I'm coming.
Is the food good or what?
Oh, the food's great. The best chicken wing.
It is the best.
Here we go.
We're back.
Did we talk about the top five movies this week? I don't know if we got to it or not.
Oh.
Yeah, still in the top five, The Boss Baby.
That's a good movie.
Is
did
it
you see it?
I haven't seen it. I want
to
see it.
I go to movies so much. The Boss Baby is very funny. Yeah, so much.
Alec Baldwin. Number four, The Circle. That's the Tom Hanks
That's the
movie.
One I'm going to see this week. Got to see that.
The Circle. That made $9.3
million.
Huh. What is this movie? Bahubali 2, The Conclusion. Number three.
That's one of those Bollywood movies, probably.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. I haven't even heard of that. Yeah. I haven't heard of that. Number two, this looks really funny. How to Be a Latin Lover.
I haven't seen that. That
million.
Looks funny, too. The Latin Lover. Yes. How to Be a Latin Lover.
And then number one movie, again, The Fate of the Furious.
I only saw one of those movies, and that was... That was enough.
$19.4 million.
They're going to make another one. I bet. They're gonna
I mean, when you make that kind of money,
they're not going to stop.
What is Steve saying? What is it?
What do you say?
I don't know.
I ain't saying nothing. Hell, what I'm going to say? You're talking about movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, like I've been to a damn movie or something. Like, you know, damn movie.
You don't
go to movies, Steve?
He doesn't go to movies and he doesn't watch TV.
Who is he talking to?
Jay, you done got on his nerves.
I know, man. I've been 8 days. Now he can't stand it.
You don't go to movies, Steve? No, I don't go to no damn movie, man.
Why not, Steve?
Why you don't go to movies, man?
Let him know.
Dog, how I'm going to go to a movie and sit there and watch a movie? I'm going to get harassed the whole movie. Everybody got phone.
Wear a disguise.
What disguise? I already got a mustache. And my nose and lips, what I'm going to put on?
There's no way
you wouldn't know that Steve Harvey, right?
Well, Uncle, you put a fake mustache over your mustache, would you be hiring that?
Junior.
I'm asking.
Junior.
How about mutton chops? If you put some mutton chops on the side of your head.
All those big
right,
sideburns.
Yeah, right down the side.
I don't want to do all that. Hey, man, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. When I get off, what I like to do is go home. and be still, be in my backyard, and quit talking. Man,
talk in the movies. You don't talk in the movies. You could just go in with your disguise.
But I can't watch the movie though. They're gonna bother me. I can't. I tried.
They do a private screening if you want one. They would do that for you.
Yeah, you get a whole movie theater.
Yeah, you get the whole theater by yourself.
Because that's the way a lot of people relax.
All right. Well, all I need now is a day.
Okay, well, then I'm going to run down to AMC and get the film because you already got a movie theater in the house. I just bring it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Some corn and everything. Yeah, you got to go with that.
Yeah.
I just got to ask
that's
you.
That's why your ass ain't coming back over.
He's been banned.
He's mad at everybody today, isn't
he? He's the worst host ever, Jay. He'll throw a party. You think you're kicking it, then he kicks you out. Yeah.
Oh, you're done.
Hey, Jay, he just let me catch it.
Look, I tell everybody what time the party over. Party over at 1. You know, what is 105? What is y'all expecting?
Why are we looking at 105 and y'all still here?
Right.
Jay, he's actually bitter man, actually.
You know, I agree with him on that. I do not like company at all.
Oh, my
I'm
God,
with
I
you
love
now.
Company.
I can't take it.
I
no.
love company.
I'm with you on that one, Steve.
Jay, I love hanging with him, though, man.
4 seconds.
That's what you count us down to. Kick us
1 second.
All right. Last break of the morning. We're out of here.
Straight ignorance. Yeah. From the start. From the start.
Yeah. Thanks mostly in part to you.
I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't.
Yeah, you have. No. Yeah, you have.
What do you
yeah,
say,
you
Steve?
What you ain't going to finish up and do is act innocent.
I think you're being petty, Steve. You're being.
Yeah, you got people tweeting, come on. Unc, I don't know why you mad. You know what he did before you brought him over here.
Yeah.
I didn't know the bitterness was going to be against celebrities, though. We're going to be talking about celebrities on this show. They got to have a safe place to come to. Come over here singing songs about him and everything.
CeeLo, Mary J. Blige, John Legend, and just
Mary
added
J.
this
Blige,
morning.
Mary J. Blige, we could get past that. I've already talked to her and Mark.
Oh, you have?
Talk,
you fixed
so we
it.
Got
oh,
past
oh,
what, that.
Okay. What'd she say, Steve?
That.
She's
no,
cool?
No. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, she's cool.
She's good. Okay, she just good. Added yeah, this cool. this morning, though, The Weeknd, and
weekend,
then Janet Jackson.
Know, whatever. I don't
then
know.
Then Janet Jackson.
Gonna, but you're going to leave the Jacksons alone, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Jacksons. It was.
No. And she's a Jackson. Ain't going to leave the damn Jackson alone. On this show, you're going to leave him alone.
Well, people
your
don't
black
know.
Ass he... going to leave him alone. You stop whispering because I hear. So what you're going to do is leave the damn Jacksons alone. And find somebody else to talk about. Talk about damn Osmonds.
Well, you know,
okay. But Steve, Steve, you have. There is a point that the tweeter made. You did know now
I don't
what Jay
care what
was
I
about
knew.
Before you hired him. He's been
yeah,
here
but
what,
I know
9 days?
Not, you ain't finna do Janet. And then we got other people tweeting, Janet just had a baby.
Yes, Vinny tweeted, you knew who Steve was. I mean, you knew who Jay was when you brought him over here.
Vinny,
one lady
Vinny,
said,
Vinny miss me.
With all
Vinny
of that.
With all that, Vinny.
And then Keela said, love the show, but Janet Jackson comments gone way too far, Jay.
Way.
I think they were too far, too.
But you did.
No, but now that I think about them, they
it
were
was
too
far.
Big.
Oh, they were too
it
far.
It was too big. Yeah, it was too big.
Too big?
Hey,
really?
Hey, other stupid person. And you just dumb.
Dumb and stupid.
Dumb and dumb.
Dumb and dumber.
Dumb and dumber. Okay.
Something you ain't never been able to say.
All right, here's a story. It says, if you're a guy who makes impulsive decisions, you know, if you do stuff and don't think about it, researchers say you might be able to blame testosterone on that. Yeah. Interesting, huh? Scientists discovered that men with high levels of testosterone are quicker to make snap judgments than people with low T levels. It seems testosterone either slows down the process of mentally checking your work or increases the gut feeling that you're right. So it depends if you have high.
I made some very bad decisions.
Just today. Just
no,
this
several.
Today.
I made some, like a couple of them, like I do, I do.
Three marriages.
3 times.
Which time?
Just pick one. You know it's not going to work when you're standing there going, I shouldn't be doing this.
When you're at the altar?
When you're standing up there going, what am I thinking?
This is wrong.
This is so wrong.
But what do you have against marriage, though, really, Jay?
We don't have that much. Look at the clock. We don't have that much time.
No, we got time.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Plenty of time, Jay. Yes, we
do. I might do it again, but.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You can't ever give up on love, man.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
But those other three times, oof.
Did you marry for the wrong reason?
I'm going to let you go on and say three. It's been more than three. I'm going to let you
go. What?
It's been more than three.
Now, I'm going to throw it out there.
What?
You told us three.
It's three. I know what he told you.
Jay, you've been lying the whole time.
Steve's just
hell,
happy.
Been lying.
Steve's just happy someone's had more marriages than him. That's
oh, hell yeah. He done had more than me. Hell yeah.
Wait a minute. How many times have you been married, Jay?
The first rule of improv is whatever they put out there, go with it. So whatever he say, hey.
Well, come on, what do you just tell us?
Yeah, you got to run with it.
We're family now.
How many
No. Ain't no need to go on over the number, but it's more than three.
Oh, it's more than three.
Oh,
so four on up. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Easy four.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
my
is crazy, Jay.
And you're thinking about doing it again.
Go ahead.
I want to ask Jay and Steve something.
Yeah.
How long after your first marriage should you start looking forward to your second one? I'm just curious about
that. Oh, this is an idiot right here.
Oh, God. Yeah. This has to be the dumbest thing you have ever said on the show. And you've said a lot of stupid things.
I'm going to let him just be dumb by himself. I don't want to be in your dumb group
that
no more.
That was really, if Jay says it's dumb, that was really,
I don't want to be in your dumb group.
You be dumb by your damn self. I ain't want to.
Oh,
one more time,
now.
Tommy. Wait,
how
one
long
more time.
After your, how long after your first marriage should you start looking forward to your second? It's just a question, okay?
But you're asking Jay, who said he doubted it at the altar. So you don't want Jay's answer because he could tell you.
How much time after your first marriage starts should you start looking forward to your second? That's all I'm
saying. Steve, Tommy just got married, Jay.
Tommy just got married.
Tommy just got married.
He'll see. He'll see.
And you got the right one, so you don't have to do
Steve.
This.
Get him. This is ridiculous.
It's so stupid. I don't want to be stupid with him no more.
I don't blame you, Jay.
You draw the line.
Suddenly, I don't want to be. Suddenly, I don't want to be in your club no more.
Didn't take me long after I got here either, Jay, to realize that. I don't want to be known with him.
I'd rather hang out with my sickle cell buddy than to hang out with you.
Let's do it, Jay.
I can't get sickle cell or diabetes to roll with.
Listen to me. Have a great weekend.
It's Wednesday, okay.
It's Wednesday,
I don't care.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.